This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of North and South Carolina bracing for Hurricane Florence, expected to make landfall as a powerful rain-making hurricane on late Thursday or early Friday. In Lenora County, North Carolina, the emergency services chief is Roger Dale.
Just let our public know, please, 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 adhere to what we're saying. Don't take this thing lightly because it's a very dangerous situation that we're entering into.
President Trump says the feds, including FEMA, are ready to help.
We're fully prepared, food, medical, everything you can imagine, we are ready.
Pope Francis wants a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse, summoning bishops today from around the world to the Vatican in February to discuss how to stop clergy from sexually abusing children. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
We told you at the top about Hurricane Florence. Meanwhile, the hurricane watch in the Pacific starting to look a little bit better for Hawaii, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
What was Hurricane Olivia is now a tropical storm, and it's bearing down on the Hawaiian island of Maui. A tropical storm warning, high surf warning, and flash flood watch are in effect for Maui County. The Hawaii State Department of Education announced that all school activities are canceled. Hana High and Hana Elementary will also be closed.
The Democratic governor of Rhode Island to face a progressive left-wing challenger in a primary today. Governor Gina Raimondo is facing the challenge from former Rhode Island Secretary of State Matt Brown, who's an anti-nuclear activist and nonprofit exec. Federal regulators reportedly rejecting Wells Fargo's plan to repay customers the bank forced to buy car insurance they didn't need, saying that Wells Fargo needs to do more to find and repay everyone. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Five suspects will be arraigned today in the New Mexico compound case. All five indicted yesterday on firearms and conspiracy charges. The indictment claims they transported firearms and ammunition from Georgia to New Mexico in December to try to train 11 kids to carry out violent attacks on the government and other institutions. And a major wildfire continues to burn unchecked in Northern California. The Delta fire has burned over 53,000 acres. And that blaze north of Redding is still only 5% contained. The area could face a tough couple of days of weather, too, as parts of Northern California are now under a high wind warning through the late part of the day on Thursday. Apple will be announcing what's up and coming for its product line today at its fall event with CEO Tim Cook, who's expected to show off the latest updates to the iPhone X. For those who don't feel like forking over a grand for a pocket computer, the company expects to start rolling out some of its iPhone X features into lower-cost devices. There are also expected to be some minor updates to the Apple Watch and Apple AirPods. and some tennis umpires are reportedly talking about boycotting Serena Williams' matches after her behavior during the U.S. Open women's final. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I do want to clarify something. I had misstated, based on some incorrect information, that all 19 of the terrorists on 9/11 were here on visa overstays. That was something that Senator Lindsey Graham had reported and stated several years back when he was running for president. But according to the 9/11 Commission, it was actually only two of the 19 hijackers were on expired visas. But no doubt that the rest of the hijackers, you could say all of them, took advantage of a flawed visa program. A 241-page report produced by the staff of the 9/11 Commission, which is the 9/11 and terrorist travel, detailed numerous flaws in the visa program that allowed the hijackers to gain entry to and remain in the U.S. to carry out the attacks. Here with us right now is Robert Spencer. We're going to talk about three presidents since 2001. We got President Bush, President Obama, and Trump. And the question is, who is the real terrorist warrior? Robert, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
The real question before we get into who's the real terrorist warrior here, you know, what I was just talking about in terms of the visa overstays, has that been fixed yet 17 years later?
No, it's still a problem, and there are plenty of other aspects of the visa program, the immigration program in general, that jihad terrorists have exploited since 9/11. Mm-hmm. And there was an extensive report made on this by the Investigative Project on Terrorism a couple of years ago. Of course, that was during the Obama era. It was ignored then. I was hoping that it would already have been taken up in the Trump administration, and I still have hopes that it will. I'm sure it's not a matter of indifference, but simply a matter of having to fight so much resistance within the entrenched bureaucracy in Washington.
Yeah, I mean, at every turn here, I mean, for all the trouble that we have here in River City, if it's not the mainstream media, Nancy Pelosi, Mad Maxine, it's on and on. I mean, this is what Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking. This is not helping the cause here if we're going to get this country back on track. But, hey, we live in a partisan world. It's what we've got. And all I can hope and pray for is that Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, realizes that they're in the fight for this culture, and we need their vote. We need them to stay vigilant and activated if we're going to get this country back on track. If not, I'm confused as Donald Trump is why would you want to fire somebody who's doing a great job for you?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's a very strange situation, and it seems as if the Democrat establishment has decided that national security, in particular when it comes to immigration questions, is simply not an issue, not a matter of concern. And they are not going to do a thing, not lift a finger, not make the slightest legislative move to protect the American people in this regard.
Well, with your experience with the FBI and that, Robert, what do you make of this latest release of this text from Stroke and Page that manufactured a scenario for the FISA court? And this was totally engineered by them. It seems like, even though, you know, Stroke's attorney would beg to differ, but he should on behalf of his client, I guess. But any reasonable person could read that text and say, boy, you know, this looks like a duck, walks like a duck. This is a darn duck.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's nothing else it could possibly be. Mm-hmm. It's abundantly clear now that this deep state, so-called, these corrupt FBI officials and other officials, were intent on bringing down President Trump from the beginning and obstructing his administration at every turn, particularly in regard to immigration reform, and particularly in regard to immigration reform that had to do with national security issues.
Well, the problem that I have with this going forward is that because of the fake news and the lack of credibility of the mainstream media, who we need to be a force in politics and for the sake of our, our culture and our country, they have broken down in terms of their own credibility, that when it comes time to really, you know, say the sky is falling, people are not going to believe them because they have invested all their credibility in destroying Donald Trump and to really being part and parcel of a coup here.
Yeah, you're quite right. It's a very real concern, because actually, if actual neo-Nazis were to actually show up, which I don't actually think is on the horizon, but if they were, then the people have become accustomed to the left calling everybody a Nazi. Mm-hmm. And so they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't take it seriously. If there really were a threat to our democracy from a rogue president, then it's too late, because they've taken a perfectly reasonable president who has done perfectly reasonable things and portrayed him as the second coming of Hitler, and so they have squandered their credibility in the process.
Well, and to your point here, and I'm glad you pointed this out, Robert, is that America's vulnerable. I don't even know if America realizes how vulnerable to an existential force they are because of all this deception that's taken place right now.
Yeah, well, you know, national security concerns are being drowned out and have been for years under choruses of charges of Islamophobia. And it's become taboo to speak about these things. I think the apex of this was several years ago when there was a foiled jihad plot, and it was foiled by accident by a young man who found out about it, and he hesitated. He did report it, and the plot was foiled. But before he went to the police, he said, should I go to the police? He asked his boss, or would that be racist?
Right.
And the idea that he even hesitated and thought it might be racist to stop a jihad plot, I think in microcosm encapsulates the number these people have done on the American people, that they've intimidated large numbers of people into thinking we must not resist jihad terror activity because it would be racist.
Yeah, and look what happened in San Bernardino. You've got a neighbor looking over the fence, seeing all this material, and for the sake of not being, you know, noted and declared a Islamophobia neighbor, he doesn't say anything until after the attacks take place.
Yeah, and so we see there directly and immediately how the left's policies and the left's campaign of demonizing people who call attention to jihad terror activity directly threatens the safety and well-being of American citizens.
In your book, The History of Jihad from Muhammad to ISIS, it's clear what the mission of jihad is. And here we are. We've opened the door to the jihadis and to this deleterious threat that's no longer existential. It lives amongst us. And I see more accommodation than anything else, when we should really be, setting up our defenses against this. I mean, you know, they're coming into our government. They're in positions of influence and power. They've infiltrated, our American culture.
They have. And they have the left and the Islamic advocacy groups in the United States have very skillfully played the victim card, the race card. They have portrayed concerns about jihad terror exactly as we're saying, and they've made people think we must not resist this. And it's a tremendous job of deception that they've pulled over on the American people.
Well, I'm not sure what it's going to take, Robert, for us to finally wake up and somebody to realize that, yes, the king is not wearing any clothes here, that what you're seeing is, in fact, reality. You have people that saying they want you dead and they want to destroy your way of life, and we can believe them for what they're telling us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Robert Spencer on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, hallelujah. God is on the move today.
Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, God's on the move. I guess the question is, are we moving with him or against him? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Robert Spencer is with us. He is the director of Jihad Watch, the author of the new book, The History of Jihad, From Muhammad to ISIS. Bob has led seminars on Islam and Jihad for the FBI, the United States Central Command, United States Army Command, and General Staff College, U.S. Army's Asymmetric Warfare Group, the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Needless to say, he's got a lot of people taking notes and gaining an understanding as to what we need to do in order to be properly prepared to defend this republic. Robert, after all is said and done, what's your assessment right now of America's defenses?
The main thing that we are failing in doing is combating the ideology. Mm-hmm. And that means that however good our defenses may be from a military standpoint, we are not going to be able to solve this problem or take care of this threat adequately, because it's going to keep popping up in areas that we haven't anticipated. Mm-hmm. If the ideology is not confronted and not combated, then it will continue to enter into the United States by way of Muslim migrants who will then spread it around in the country among mm-hmm. Muslim communities. And so if we don't deal with this, then we're going to be having a so-called homegrown threat for generations to come.
Without a doubt. In much the same way, that's what's happening. I mean, you know, as you explain this, it's like America. America itself is an idea, an ideology of sorts. If you're not there to constantly believe in it and support it and pass it on from one generation to the next, it's going to fade, or you're going to be vulnerable to other ideologies that come in. And, of course, look what's been happening. You know, our young kids are being trained up with an anti-American sentiment, we are dangerously vulnerable, especially when you see, you know, this political movement happening in our country right now, where you got people going, "Hey, look at I'm open to consider socialism." Really? I mean, what have you studied about socialism? Has there been any country? I mean, we always talk about Venezuela, but has there been any country down through the ages that has succeeded, you know, like America by comparison under socialism?
It's really astonishing, and it bespeaks the corruption of the educational system. And not only are they being taught that socialism is wonderful, but they're being taught, as you noted, that America is not, and that the Islamic civilization is vastly superior. Textbooks all over the country, I've seen them, public school textbooks, I've gotten reports from parents about public school textbooks that denigrate Judaism and Christianity, the United States and the West, and exalt Islam and speak about Islamic civilization in uniformly glowing terms. Mm-hmm. Now, what we're going to have as a result of this is a generation of American children, American young people, who think that America itself is not worth defending and that they should embrace people who believe that they should replace the U.S. system, the American system, with Islamic law, which is, by the way, completely compatible with socialism, but not with constitutional principles.
Exactly. Well, and this is why, you know, these kids do not understand, and they believe, like Jeremiah Wright did, that, God damned America, and that we deserved what happened on 9/11.
Yes, exactly. And so, if you try to go to these people and say, "Look, we need to defend ourselves because another 9/11 could happen," then they'll say, "Well, we have it coming, you know.
Yes.
We need to renounce our racism and imperialism and all this nonsense."
Right, all this stuff that happened from day one in our history, whether it had to do with slavery, and, you know, you look at it today, you know, and I believe that there are many black Americans, if the truth be known, are saying, "Look, we've come a long way. We have elected the first black president. Look at how many millionaire black Americans you have opening up businesses." You know, it's, it is you know, I don't know, very disturbing for me, and it bothers me personally, and especially being, I will say, you know, being ethnic, being Hispanic, you know, some people try to make some exception because of that. I say, I was raised with a World War II veteran. My dad served in the European theater with General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge, and we were taught to love America, to love this country, and it's difficult to me, for me, to deal with the bifurcation of this country, where we have all the segmentation, where we have Black America and Brown America. Look at, this is America. You know, united we stand. It is what these activist groups would want us to do, to be, you know, to be confused, to be dislocated and ununited. And this is what we have. So I see us as being very vulnerable as a country because of the general sentiment that has pervaded our country and our culture.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it combined with the absolutely blasé attitude toward the complacent attitude toward the jihad threat. I mean, I speak on college campuses now and again, and I'm treated as if I'm some terrible criminal. And it's clear that college students are being taught that Islamophobia is the problem. And jihad terror is not really a real thing. It's just something that's a reaction to American evils and Israeli evils and so on. And so, children don't know anything else but what they're told.
Yeah, so when you share with them the facts, as I know you do, what is it? Their eyes glass over like a deer in the headlights? Or, you know, what's their response?
If I get to speak at all. When I spoke at Stanford University, after 5 minutes, the audience got up and walked out. And the administrators were standing there, and I was told there was a line of people outside waiting to get in, and they were denied entry. They wouldn't let them in. So I ended up speaking to about 10 people, and the administration made sure of that. They engineered that. Mm-hmm. When I was at University at Buffalo in New York, I was just yelled at for an hour and a half. They were chanting slogans and yelling and hooting and couldn't get a word in. And so the fact is that these children have been taught that people who are not approved by the left are evil and deserve no hearing. And so they made sure to do everything they could to make sure that I was not heard.
Well, this is pretty scary stuff. We've heard about this and we've seen it, and it's quite disturbing. Relevant to what you wrote about Bush, Obama, Trump, three presidents since September the 11th, 2001, who is the real terror warrior?
Well, there's no doubt that President Trump is the only one of the three who has spoken about the threat close to correctly. He speaks about radical Islamic terrorism, and there's nothing really radical about it. It's mainstream within Islam, the violence that we see from these groups. And as I show in the book, it's something that is a constant throughout Islamic history. And so this is something that's not really a radical thing in Islam. But aside from that, the fact is that Obama said that Islam has nothing to do with terrorism, and he dedicated the United States intelligence community to actually covering up the terror threat. And the Countering Violent Extremism program that dates from the Obama years pretty much ignores that there is anything to do with Islam having to do with terrorism. There's no mention of Islam or jihad in the Countering Violent Extremism program. Right. And Bush, of course, went famously to the mosque right after 9/11 and said Islam is peace. And that started the deformation of our counterintelligence programs, our counterterrorism programs, It started us on the road to this fantasy-based analysis that still prevails today to a great degree.
Robert, this seems so incompatible with professional security people like the FBI, CIA, our intelligence community, to buy into this doctrine. How could that happen?
Well, I think that they're really just not informed. You really have to look into the teachings of Islam to know about this. And very few people have the patience to do this or have the desire to do this. And so they end up trusting in various authorities. And the problem is that the entrenched authorities in this field are not being honest about it. The most respected names who are authorities on Islam in the United States, people like John Esposito, Karen Armstrong, and the like, they simply do not speak about the terror threat in any honest manner.
Well, Robert Spencer, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Robert Spencer.
Thank you.
I'm Bill Martinez Live.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Residents of North and South Carolina bracing for Hurricane Florence, expected to make landfall as a powerful rain-making hurricane on late Thursday or early Friday. In Lenora County, North Carolina, the emergency services chief is Roger Dale.
Just let our public know, please, 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 hear what we're saying. Don't take this thing lightly because it's a very dangerous situation that we're entering into.
President Trump says the feds, including FEMA, are ready to help.
We're fully prepared, food, medical, everything you can imagine, we are ready.
Pope Francis wants a worldwide summit on clergy sex abuse, summoning bishops today from around the world to the Vatican in February to discuss how to stop clergy from sexually abusing children. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent. As always, good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, if you find yourself among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, you're not alone, okay? And we've got the perfect solution for you, Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital. What a novel concept. You actually do, not like the Affordable Care Act that we were told you could keep your doctor. That's what you wanted. I guess maybe you can keep him. You just have to keep him at a distance. I guess that's what he meant. Well, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. For more information, give them a call, 855-585-4237. Keep your doctor and your hospital with Liberty Health Share, okay? 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. They have all the details for you, and the details are also on our website at billmartinezlive.com. Also, I want to take this time to remind you that, we're givers on the show, right? And so that's what we believe in. We give things away. They come to us. David A.R. White talked to us yesterday. He's the writer and producer of God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness. He left a plethora of Blu-ray and DVDs behind for us to give away. And you know how we do it. All you got to do is submit an email to bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me that's what you want. You want to be put in the HAPA, and we'll put you into HAPA, and we draw your name, and lickety-split, just like that, your very own personal Blu-ray and DVD of the just-released movie, God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness, will be on its way to your mailbox. So thank you so much. Greg Kozera joins us. It's good to have him back with us. Greg is an engineer and environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in the natural gas and oil industry. And we want to talk about what happens. I mean, there's a push right now for the United States to ban drilling. And so if that occurs, does that void give the Russians a great opportunity to control natural gas? Is that what we think is in the best interest of our country or the world for that matter? Greg, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Good to be back with you.
Well, okay. So answer the question. So if the U.S. bans drilling, will Russia control natural gas?
I guess the short answer is yes, but what's really important is in 2011, the United States became the leading oil and gas producer in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how quickly that happened. In 2007, we were energy poor, and suddenly we had that turn of events. And just recently, if you took West Virginia, northern West Virginia, eastern Ohio, western Pennsylvania, just that little segment of our country, Bill, and made a country out of it, that little area would be the third largest natural gas producer in the world. Now, the leading natural gas producer is the rest of the United States without what we call the Shelf Crescent, that little region.
Right.
Russia's number two. So the short answer is you take the U.S. out of that market, and Russia has it all. And they've already built pipelines to China. They've got one pipeline coming from St. Petersburg to Germany they completed in 2011. Just Europe banned fracking. In their
mm-hmm.
infinite wisdom,
right.
And now he's running a second pipeline parallel. It's called Nord Stream 2. They're running it through the Baltic Sea, and it's going to be a 4-foot diameter pipeline. They're going to be sending gas to Europe in addition to what they're already sending. So right now, Putin is the man when it comes to natural gas in Europe and Asia, and we're handling the rest of the world.
Well, it's has been noted. I mean, Russia is really just one big gas station, is it not?
Well, they're huge. They've got a lot it's a huge country, so they've mm-hmm. got a lot of oil, natural gas. What we've got, the advantage that the United States has, is we've got the technology, we've got the creativity, and when we began to use horizontal drilling mm-hmm. and hydraulic fracturing together, that when we tied those two technologies together starting in 2008, things have taken off. And
yeah.
we're not the leading oil and gas producer by a little bit. We're the leading oil and gas producer by a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, the policies of this current administration, I'm sure, has jettisoned it all the more, much to the disdain of the environmentalists who want to do everything that they can to delay this process. But here we are, Greg, the first time in our lifetimes, and we've always talked about being energy independent. I mean, we truly are at that capacity, are we not? Or potential capacity, anyway.
No, we are. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
We are. I mean, there's some exchange of oil and gas, but you're right. We are energy independent, and we're in a position we're actually exporting natural gas. And that's why I call them the antis, the people that are against fossil fuels and oil and gas. You can't do that and call yourself an environmentalist anymore
mm-hmm.
because what we're doing right now, our natural gas is going to places like India. And can you imagine, their air is nasty over there. My parish
right.
priest is from India.
Mm.
And we were talking about New Delhi, and there's a National Public Radio did a report a couple years ago where that half of the school-aged children in New Delhi have got COPD from the air. It's so bad.
Wow.
And I was asking my priest about it. If it was like that in this country, we would be horrified.
Mm-hmm.
And can you imagine if they were just starving, we'd have been doing what? We'd have been sending them food.
Right.
Well, nobody stepped up to the plate. The Enviros didn't do a damn thing. But what finally did happen is we began sending our natural gas over there. And 2 months ago, I asked my priest, I said, Father, I know you've been to New Delhi on your last trip. I said, what's it like over there? And he says, oh, he said, the air's really bad, and he doesn't know what I do.
Right.
He said, and then he stopped, and he said, but you know, in the last 2 years, it's gotten a lot cleaner. I said, what's going on? He says, well, they're using more natural gas. Now, think about what that's doing for the planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping the planet. And right now, the other thing that most Americans don't know, because you can bet the antis aren't putting this stuff out there, but since Kyoto, if we really believe global warming and CO2 are a big issue, good, I don't even get into that, but
no, it's fine.
Let's assume it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hedge our bet. But since that's happened, the planet, CO2 on the planet has gone up 19% since Kyoto. Now, that's bad. I mean, too much of anything is usually a bad thing. But you know what's amazing? And you won't hear this from any of their website.
Mm-hmm.
The United States, CO2 is down over 12% in that same period. So the planet's going up with CO2. The United States is coming down. And so that really means if we've got problems, it's not here. It's someplace else. And we're in a position to help them.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know the Chinese, certainly India, other countries, forget about any Paris Accord, supposedly, that they've signed on to. They're hedging their bets and stretching it out as long as they can. But, you know, I guess until the people start falling over from COPD and other respiratory conditions, they'll just put up with it, I guess.
You know, I guess, because, you know, I've been around, I'll just say, several decades. I remember the 1950s. That'll place me a little bit. But I lived in Pittsburgh in the 50s, and it was nasty.
Yeah.
And the air in this country, the air and the water, are the cleanest I've ever seen it in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And probably, if you go back, we probably have the cleanest air and cleanest water that we've had in probably 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
Think what we've done in this country. And, you know, fossil fuels, I'm not so sure that's the evil that we're looking at. Because if you use fossil fuels right, what we're actually doing is cleaning up the planet, not the opposite.
Exactly. Well, Greg, I can tell you, I was born and raised in California. I remember the days our baseball team would go outside. I was on the coast in Ventura County, and when we would go out of the area into Los Angeles to play American Legion baseball games, we had to bring an oxygen tank with us. That's how bad the air was, because we had that smog cough by the second inning. You know, yeah, it was terrible, and so we dreaded every time we'd play tournaments and. You got to go to Culver City and play there. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, bring the oxygen to make sure we have oxygen in the dugout with us. That's what it was like. It was not a whole lot of fun. Greg Kozera is with us. We're talking the environment and natural gas. More from Greg after this at 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers.us veterans tip of the day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post-9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Greg Kozera continues. Greg is an engineer and environmentalist with more than 35 years of experience in the natural gas and oil industry. Currently a professional speaker on leadership and energy, has extensive experience in leadership roles for youth groups and corporate settings as well. Greg, we were just talking about the natural gas, the strides that America has made under this president. People were up in arms when President Trump looked at the Paris Accord and says, this isn't win-win. I mean, we're going to do the responsible thing. We've learned a lot. We'll continue to act responsibly. But we're not going to be put at a disadvantage, which seems to be have been the case so often when it came to America, is that our former presidents and administrations have sold out on America, and we find ourselves in untenable arrangements, whether it's world trade or agreements like the Kyoto Accord or the Paris Accord.
You're right, Bill, and I think our president understands something that, from a leadership standpoint, that everybody else doesn't get around the world, is if you're a great leader, you set the goals, you set the vision, and then you let your people get there, and you guide them, you help them, but you don't tell them how to do it.
Right.
And what they've done in Paris, they said, here's the goals, and we're going to tell you how to do it. You're going to do it by using wind and solar and getting rid of fossil fuels. And, what's fascinating, again, you won't hear this on the major media, but when you look at the Paris Accords, maybe the only country that's met them has been us.
Yes.
Now, isn't that amazing? We
right.
pull out, and we've met those guidelines. We've met our quotas, and everybody else, including Europe, with all the wind and solar they've installed, they're using natural gas from Russia just to meet their energy demand, and their CO2 is going up. Of course, China and India, my God, it's going
up. They're off the charts.
Statistically.
Exactly. Yeah.
So think about it. If you were truly an environmentalist and you were truly a leader, what every darn country on the planet ought to be doing is looking at us and saying, you know, Mr. Trump, what are your guys doing?
Right.
They're down almost 13%. The world's up 19% in spite of what you're doing. We need to do what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
And instead, we're saying, nah, we're going to tell you guys how to do it. Well, if you've done something since 2005, if it hadn't worked, if it's worked just the opposite, the whole world ought to get out of that Paris Accord and do what the heck we're doing. Wouldn't it make sense if you're truly concerned about the environment?
Of course, it's called follow the leader. America has led the way on this issue over the years. All the research and everything that we've put into this, the expenditure into renewable energy, we found out what a dark hole that has turned into. The ROI, which this president understands, I mean, he wakes up, it's in his bloodstream, is that where's the return on investment for all the money and for decades that we've poured into renewable energy? And we're sitting there walking on natural resources that we could be tapping into, but because of, you know, somebody's emotions and feelings about the environment that are unsubstantiated, only filled up with emotion, we're supposed to compromise jobs and the welfare of not only America, but people around the world. I mean, how does that make sense?
It doesn't. It doesn't. And, you know, you mentioned jobs. What I do, in addition to the leadership work, I'm an economic development consultant. And my small business, what we do is we teach communities how to bring industry back to this country. And Shell Crescent USA is one of my big clients. Mm. And what we're doing, that Ohio, West Virginia, Pennsylvania area that we branded to Shell Crescent, we're bringing industry back here because of our cheap, abundant energy. We're seeing China's interested, Japan's interested, Thailand. We're talking to people in the Philippines, India. But they see what we have. We have cheap, abundant energy. And what's actually happening, we're seeing jobs created, we're seeing the petrochemical industry come back, we're seeing manufacturing come back to what used to be the Rust Belt. And it's an exciting time because we're seeing these petrochemical, you know, solar panel installer gets about $25,000 a year. If you're in the manufacturing or petrochemical industry, and we're talking about a 2-year degree, you can get for about $15,000.
Yeah.
Those folks are making $70,000 to $100,000 a year. These are great jobs. These are career jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the jobs that we're seeing coming back to this country, Bill. And that's what we want. We want high wages. We want a great standard of living for our people. And we've already got a great environment. It's getting even better under this president. Isn't that amazing?
What gets me excited more than anything else is we have citizens in this country because of, you know, good policies that make for good politics, but good policies now that has lift the boot, of the government heel off of their throats and held them down, and it's freeing them. And we've got people, you know, whose enthusiasm is on the upswing. They're excited about what's happening. They're back to work being productive, because at the very bottom, the very source of our happiness is for us to go out there and be productive. You want to frustrate people? Just revisit what we went through under the Obama administration. You had too many people out of work, very frustrated and hopeless because of what, you know, this government that he designed that said, look at, you know, these big companies, you know, Bill Gates, he didn't build that. Jeff Bezos, they didn't build that. It was all the government, according to the eyes of Barack Obama, which anybody with any kind of sense in their head said, wait a minute, that is something that comes out of the, you know, dare I say, the coffee room at academia, where you get a bunch of academics sitting around and throwing up theories, and they're in an echo chamber, and before you know it, they believe what they're hearing down the echo chamber, which when you go and you put it out in the marketplace, they go, what planet did you come from? What are you talking about?
Oh, you're so spot on. It, you know, that's what I see. I do a lot of travel, and I see an excitement that I haven't seen for the last 8 years. I mean, there's excitement. There's people are actually believing in themselves and believing in this country again. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing the jobs. I mean, I live in a small town, and there's a firm that's in the process of hiring 20 engineers. Now, that's a big deal. If you're talking about a small town putting 20
engineers
on,
that's awesome.
That's huge.
Exactly.
That's the kind of jobs we're seeing. And they're going to be doing work. The engineering work they're doing is for companies around the world.
Yeah, we're not talking minimum wage here, ladies and gentlemen. You understand? Are you kind of getting the drift here? That's what we're talking about here. Real quick, Greg, I want to talk about Israel. We know that Israel discovered, natural gas by the buckets. I mean, it's unbelievable how much natural gas that they discovered. And, of course, you've got Palestinians and other people going, hey, that's my gas. Nah, go pound fish. Ain't yours. Russia's looking down at that going, oh, we'd love to be able to tap into that. Bibi Netanyahu, he's our new BFF here. I don't think that's going to happen either. But what is this going to mean for Israel?
It's two things. One is energy independence. We don't have to, because they don't need their Arab brethren to supply them with oil. And
right.
We don't have to do it. So that's huge. But the other thing that's going to do, that's creating income for them. We talked to a country, we're working with a delegation from an Asian country, and they're already working with Israel. Israel's going to send them LNG. They're going to liquefy their natural gas and ship it to Asia. And that's income for the Israelis.
Yes.
I mean, that's hard dollars. So that's going to help them, A, their energy independence, B, it's a source of true long-term
an exporter.
Income.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So that's huge for Israel. And, that's the kind of stuff that as a professional speaker, our chapter, I saw it 2 months after the president took office. I do the monthly newsletter for our chapter in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I mean, the professional speaking business has been a disaster for the last 8 years, because when companies are laying off, they're not having meetings, they're not hiring people, they're not training. And all of a sudden, our members work literally around the country. Suddenly, our chapter members were getting busy, and I saw it. I was getting calls one company called me and said, hey, can you come in there and do some leadership training for us? And I quoted my fee, and he said, fine, come on.
Yes.
When professional speakers get busy, That's not just one industry. That's across the board.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we saw literally 2 months into this thing. The companies were starting to hire again, and they're starting to have meetings again, which means they're more prosperous. It's kind of this, it's a, not just a trickle down, it's a flush down effect.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing money in Disney. Disney's going nuts with expansions down there. I've been there 4 times this year.
That's
my grandkids having a ball.
Yeah.
Now, think about what this means to Disney. Cheap energy is people have got money in their pockets.
Keep those rides coming. Yeah, exactly. Without a doubt.
I can tell you, I'm waiting in line for 2 hours for that Avatar line. I mean, a 2-hour wait. I mean, come on. Because people have money again.
That's right.
That's changed in this country.
Exactly. And I'm shocked to hear that they're willing to walk away from, that fattened wallet they have since they elected President Trump into office. One final question here, Greg, just to kind of clear this up. The environmentalists still going after fracking. Give us a real quick summary as to what fracking has proven to be and the myths that it has debunked.
Tell you what, fracking's been around for 70 years. Horizontal drilling's been around for probably 40 or 50. And that's the ability to put those technologies together has changed everything. But can you imagine you do something 2 million times and the, quote, environmentalist antis are still trying to find that one well where groundwater's been contaminated. So since we started fracking, and by the way, every well's fracked, and more importantly, I've yet to talk to anybody that's truly anti-frack, because you need fracturing for petrochemicals. You can't have an electric car, a windmill, a solar panel, or a cell phone without electronic fracturing. And I've yet to see those anti-environmentalists give up their cell phones or their cars.
You got it.
And
thank you, Greg.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of Nutramedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at Nutramedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid?